We analyzed survey data from a variety of countries in Southern Africa and estimated the proportion of infections within couples that were prior to couple formation, the proportion that were from their partner, and the proportion that were from extra couple affairs.
And what were your findings?
We found that a large proportion of infections were from all three routes. Quite a few infections were from extra couple intercourse, quite a few were from partners, and quite a few were from pre-couple or premarital
Right, so
intercourse.
extra couple, what does that mean, by the way?
So we prefer to say extra couple instead of extramarital because not all these couples are married. These are stable cohabiting couples, meaning these are couples that are living together.
And in your finding, there was a significant increase in the HIV rate infection, if I understand you right.
Well, we found that there was a larger proportion of infections within couples that were due to so-called extra couple intercourse than previous studies have showed. And as you can imagine, this is a pretty difficult thing to measure because people don't talk about it very much. And a lot of the people in these surveys may not have even known that they were infected with HIV at the time. So we used a mathematical model to take available data and estimate whether people were infected by their partner, if their partner was infected, or through an extra couple affair, or whether they entered their relationship already infected.
And what are the implications for prevention strategies in this case?
In the HIV/AIDS world, there have been some landmark discoveries in the last 2 years. The biggest one is that treating an HIV-infected person with antiretroviral drugs actually reduces how infectious they are. So, WHO recently has recommended putting HIV-positive individuals who have known HIV-negative partners on treatment early, even before they become sick or before their immune system starts to decline, just to prevent infection to their partners. But what we're pointing out is that if you find somebody that's HIV positive, but they're not in a stable relationship, they still are most likely sexually active, and they might be posing a risk to an HIV negative partner who's not a stable partner, but we suggest putting all HIV positive people on treatment.
And how big of a challenge is that to get everybody who is HIV positive onto antiretrovirals?
It's a massive challenge, which is why we're beginning with trials and not just trying to expand this program throughout all of the sub-Saharan African region where it'd be potentially useful. Even at the moment, everybody who should be getting antiretroviral therapy isn't. So you can imagine that trying to give it to every single person that's HIV positive, regardless of whether they're sick, is a massive challenge. So logistically, this will take a lot of work.
You imply that there is a problem with establishing whether or not one is HIV positive. What needs to be done in as far as strategies are concerned to ensure that people actually go out and get tested for their serostatus or HIV status?
Education is extremely important. There's been a large switch to couple-based counseling, which will be very important in moving forward. So rather than counseling individuals individually, counseling couples together so people communicate about their situation and their risk and are on the same page, and just making these resources accessible.